This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize.
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
And they give us extra things, we give them to you. These things aren't going to do us any good sitting in the prize closet.
No.
All right, do we have room for one more lady?
All right,
there's one more girl. There's a chance for one more girl to jump in there. Emily and Sarah are going to play. Guys first, though. Brian, welcome to the show. What's your story?
How's it going?
Good.
Hi, I'm Brian. I got a girlfriend over there. I got a couple of feelings. She's got a couple of toys that she plays with, and also a couple of butt plugs.
His and hers?
The butt plugs, you know, they go two ways.
You are. Now, by the way, do you always keep the same ones? You know it's yours?
Typically, I like to keep it a little bit fancy.
Is it like blue and pink?
You know, you got a color coordination.
how old are you? How long have you been together?
26. I've been together 2 years.
Yeah. So you guys are, that's pretty experimental, pretty open-minded of you, Brian. You seem happy.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
I'm a 6-year veteran. I've been living in Kansas City the last 2 years.
Excellent, man. What branch were you in?
Air Force.
My father was Air Force as well.
Mine too, sir.
Nice. Thank you, sir. All right, Brian, you're going to play. I got to get John on. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny. My name's John. 34 years old. Been married for 8 years. My wife brought me an awesome toy called the Hydrobater, which is made to be used in the shower.
Wow. She really didn't want to clean your socks anymore, did she?
No,
she was like, enough with this. In the shower, pervert. But she's got a good attitude. Does she still... Now, I'm always curious. Like, when a guy buys a girl, like, for me, like if I try to find something for Sassy, it's because I want to go home and get weird.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like I dated a girl, like, if she'd walk in a room and be like, hey, look what I got you, that was a signal for leave me alone. So is that her saying, let's get weird, or, hey, why don't you go take care of yourself, Captain?
It was kind of a take care of yourself gift. We have two kids, and when we had our last kid, that was kind of her way of giving me my freedom, so to speak.
That sucked. That is not in any way freedom or fair. She'd be like, go stuff it in this. How about How about you pay the rent by yourself? What do you think of that? All right, Brian, John, you stay there. I got to get Robert on. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Johnny Dare. I'm 36, been married 8 years today.
Yep.
I got a C-ring, a sleeve, and she's got a few choice vibes.
Look at you guys. You seem happy.
Oh, yeah.
And how long you been married?
8 years today.
Nice. Congratulations. Congrats. And you guys still like each other?
I love her to death. Best
That's friend. The best. That's the best. Dude, I never used to get the whole we're best friends or friends thing until you realize, you got to act. Forget about the term friends. You got to like each other. Like, you and Mike like each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't say corny stuff. You're not like, he's my best friend, because you know you'll get slapped out of here. Like,
no, because that actually came up once because his friend heard me say, he's not my best friend. His friend Steve or somebody. Pick somebody like that.
But I'm like, you do. That's the most important thing. You still like him.
Yes.
And you like her, don't you, Robert?
Oh, yeah. We were down working on the soft tail this weekend together.
Whatever. That sounds like a great weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Robert, John, Brian, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
Felices lunes, amigos.
Para los caballeros.
Our item up for bid today is Carmen Luvana's vibrating cyberskin coochie from Taco Sales.
And by the way, hombres,
articulo con gran etiqueta.
You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please.
That means it's a big ticket item.
When your day is done and you can't get none, Carmen Luvana's what you need. She's made to order south of the border.
That's right, fellas. Carmen Luvana's vibrating cyberskin coochie is made with virtual touch technology.
The snug drip love tunnel will grip you with every thrust.
And the powerful love bullet gives you 7 speeds of vibration.
This super tight coochie will drive you crazy.
Are you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco?
If your lady complains,
here's a place you can drain.
Yes, a place you can drain.
Get it all out there, Juani. Spread your seed.
It's Carmen Luvana's vibrating cyberskin coochie.
It's a big ticket item, fellas.
And it can be yours, hermanos.
Si el precio es correcto.
Look her up, Carmen Luvana. I didn't recognize her. Probably because I didn't remember her name. I don't like it when clearly Hispanic girls dye their hair blonde.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because I really, really have a spot in my heart for Hispanic girls.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, why are you ruining this? You were already perfect.
The glory that you were born with.
No, cut me. All right. Jeez, look at this thing. This is nice.
Oh, shoot. That's really nice.
You know what? Hold on a second. Let me do a little check here, fellas. Hold on, because there's a picture of her. Hold on. With her vagina. I'm looking at this.
We have to do research.
Vibrating cyberskin vagina here. And I just want to make sure they've really done the right thing. Let me see. Is it just robbing the computer? What's happening right now? Oh, I hate porn sites. I'm not used to. All right, whatever. It's fine. Yeah, I'd say it matches.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I would, yeah.
I think it looks pretty good. Hold on. Well. Yeah. No, I think it's actually here. See? There, and then take a look at the air.
Whoever did that did a real nice job.
They say you actually mold them.
Mm-hmm.
You want to ever felt one? So this is the creepiest thing anybody ever came up with in the porn retail world.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing is boxed up, guys, and we're not touching the vagina itself, the Wildfire Celebrity Series Carmen Luvana's vibrating cyberskin vagina. But to the left of it, there's a sample of what they use to make it.
Yeah.
And there's a hole, and it says, try me, buy me. Now, it's only big enough for your finger. But you know how many dirty fingers have gone into this thing?
If you were sitting on a counter.
Oh, is it a mini vagina? Because it feels like there's an opening in there.
It's a
little
mini vagina.
Oh. Hold on a second. Now I got to get my phone out. That's like finding a tiny fairy in a tree. It's just weird. Like, hold on, I'm just... Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty creepy. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's one of the creepier things I've ever seen in my life.
Or different.
Yeah. That's like an elf vagina. But look, take a good look inside it.
Ah, so it's like side by side. It is now. I can see. Now
put your finger in it.
I just Purelled, by the way.
You like it?
You like it? Feels about right.
Yeah, but did you see? Look at it.
Right,
there's
when you look at them side by
there's
side.
There's a tiny vagina in there.
It's like when you look into like a little scope and you're like, oh, I can see it over the land.
Yeah, no, it's
a little
it's
tiny winking at you.
It's like a little kaleidoscope. You put your
ear to it, which you can hear.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think it's kind of cool.
Later on, we can play episiotomy when I get my severed penises.
Oh.
I know, it's just too weird. All right, babe. Brian, this is a nice item. I don't know if it's a big ticket or not. I didn't hear him say so, but it looked pretty good. Brian, what would you pay?
95.
Brian.
Is it 95?
Yes, sir.
All right. John.
$119.99.
And finally, Robert.
$120.
See, I'd have gone lower, wouldn't you? Just so you could cover that whole range, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see if it pays off. And the actual manufacturer suggested retail price?
$105.99.
It wouldn't have saved you because Brian hit it at 95. He was the lowest without going over. Or closest. So you guys don't watch a lot of Price is Right, do you?
I do. I tried, Johnny.
Love all of you. All right, listen. Brian gets the vagina, the vibrating cyberskin vagina. Both you guys, though, have gotten hooked up with the new F-Vagina Dare shirts, courtesy of Budweiser. I can't believe those guys came through for us so well.
Those are nice shirts.
We still have bumper stickers from our friends at Legs.
Yep. They're on my desk.
Yeah, I got you guys hooked up for that stuff. Stay right there. Hold on a second. So, Robert, be good. John, be good. Brian, be good. Stay right there.
Thanks, brother.
What time we got? All right, we'll do a quick round with the ladies, and then we'll jump to Lysa because he's got the Monday Night Football. All right, Emily, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Johnny Dare.
How are you?
I'm good. My name is Emily. I'm 27. I got married last year. We have, we both have a few toys. I have some vibrators. He's got some C-rings and some straps we never really use.
Whose idea were the straps?
My idea.
Wow. Did you want to get tied up or tie him up?
I want to be tied up.
Wow. And he doesn't dig it?
I guess he's not really that into it.
Yeah. Give him a couple years to build the resentment. It'll happen. Did you play bondage with, like, previous partners?
I got into a little bit with my ex, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, see, that's the way you sell it, too, by the way.
Yeah.
You go, and even if you can tell a little bit of a white lie and say it's before your ex, not the most recent ex.
It was the most recent ex.
I know, don't tell him that.
Well, I haven't told him that.
Yeah, that's right. Don't tell him that. Tell him it was the one before that. That way, it's a little easier.
Okay.
And, you know, and he'll tie you up, or just make him super mad. You know, whatever.
Need some hate sex.
See? Grudge effing. Dude, hate sex, that's a real thing, isn't it, Emily?
It is.
It takes the right part. You can't do it with just anybody. Like, you really have to have a real issue.
It's not a husband-wife thing, I don't think.
No, it's not. It's not for a healthy relationship. No. All right, Emily, you stay right there. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Sarah. I'm 41 years old. I've been married for 17 years, and we've got quite a few toys, dildos, straps. My favorite is my glass, Pyrex. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, my favorite would be my BDC that my husband gave me.
Look at you. You're a goer, Sarah.
It's fun.
That's the key to being happy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. You're awesome. All right, Emily, Sarah, stay there. I have to introduce you to Jennifer. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hi, Johnny. I'm Jennifer. I'm 33. I've got a boyfriend, and I've got a vibrator, a wand, bullet, and a couple butt plugs.
Would you say the wand is your go-to?
Yeah.
That's the finisher.
Yeah.
Over the panties, or can you handle it on skin on that?
After a while, I can handle it on skin.
I can tell you. I bought one for Sassy. She was like, hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put these back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an advanced move. You don't want to put a callus on it.
Nope.
No.
All right. And so you have a boyfriend. How long have you been together?
Almost 4 years.
And you're 33?
Yep.
And so have you been married?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That didn't last long.
No.
What happened?
He left. He left me for a friend, so.
Oh, I hate him.
Me too.
Yeah. You know what? That's what we're going to have in common, Jennifer. We're both going to hate him for leaving you. Although, you know what? I'm sure that your new boyfriend's a much better guy.
A much better. And he's a million times better.
Yeah. And better looking, better in bed, bigger penis. Everything about him's better, isn't it?
Yeah. I learned my lesson the first time. I found what I wanted.
There you go. Good for you. All right. Jennifer, Sarah, Emily, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over. Or see the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid
is the squeezable thick phallic dildo from Squeeze It. Ladies, they say a good man's hard to find. They also say a hard man's good to find.
to find.
And that's why you need the squeeze.
This revolutionary dildo gives you two unique experiences.
Number one,
heat it up in a microwave for 30 seconds.
Or boil in water for a maximum of 2 minutes.
And your squeeze it will be soft and squishy.
You may know it as whiskey d-
I'm sorry, baby, this never happened.
I've heard that before.
I just folded
it. It's like trying to stuff a wet loaf of bread through a keyhole.
Don't flatter yourself.
What?
Nothing.
Number two, refrigerate your squeeze it to make it hard and provide a thrilling chill. Or as we like to call it, dead guy.
Body can maintain an erection after expiration. My question is, how did she come to have sex with a dead man?
She thought it was me.
What kind of convenience store do you run here?
An awesome one.
And before you say, ew, gross.
Let's face it, some of you would be happy if we were dead.
Bend it. Squishy.
Harness compatible.
Suction cup base.
Smooth texture.
It's the squeezable thick phallic dildo from Squeeze It.
And it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Where in the hell did you come up with this, T?
I just saw it. It's like...
Yeah. It's a nondescript... It's the most nondescript looking... Let me see. Yeah. It's like... Well, if you're grossed out, ladies, by... like, you know when they get real veiny, they were super hyper-realistic?
Yeah.
None of that problem here.
No.
It's barely... It's penis-shaped.
Yeah.
But other than that...
It's almost like you would see it in a simple cartoon. Oh, no, what? Oh, no.
It's like if you see those things, like you get mad at work, and manager's like, I'm just so mad.
Like a stress ball.
like you put your fingerprints in. Like,
I pray one of these girls takes this to work as a stress ball.
Oh, yeah. And she's just like, when she's mad at her husband or boyfriend, she just sits there, she just grabs it. She's like,
It would be fantastic.
You can really put thumbprints in that thing. Like, it's, here, try it. I think you have to, when you warm it, it gets a little easier. But that's a stress ball. Think about how good your grip would be if you worked out with that every day.
I'd be like,
yeah, you want some of that?
One.
Turn, this thing's going to look like a bicycle grip. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll turn pink to purple.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take it away. Ladies, it's a beaut. Emily, what would you pay for such an item?
Let's go with $49.99.
$49.99. Emily, have you ever been so mad at a guy that you'd like to squeeze it hard enough to leave prints?
No, I don't think so.
All right, good for you. Sarah?
Overwhelming, or underwhelming, I guess. I guess $32.
Well, I wouldn't call it underwhelming. What I'm telling you is it's a decent-sized dildo with a suction cup. It just did you need it to be all veiny, Sarah?
No, I was going for a wand.
Sorry to disappoint there. When did this become a charity? They're like I'm sorry, is this Toys for Twats? Yeah. What is wrong with you, Sarah? Sarah, $32?
Yes.
All right. You're not an easy girl to please, Sarah.
Not after 17 years, though.
That's a fact. I got you. I feel you, sweetie. All right, Jennifer.
$24.99.
$24? Why are we going so low? Maybe that's the case. You know what? I haven't even looked at the price. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$54.99.
Ooh. Jennifer, what were you thinking? Do you think that veins cost so much that it went to 24 bucks without them?
Well, I mean, you said it looked like a cartoon drawing. Don't have high expectations.
But it's a dildo. I guess I didn't do a good job, but it just doesn't have the graphics on the outside.
Yeah.
It's not molded like a real pin. It's smooth.
It's almost like what you would expect if maybe a mannequin had a doll.
You know, I guess I haven't had to describe penis to that many people.
I feel the messages will be coming into your inbox sooner than later.
Yeah. I mean, listen, sorry to disappoint you, Jennifer. All right. Listen, Jennifer and Sarah, what can I do for you? Let me see what I got here. You know what? I've got the T-shirts and I've got the stickers. Let me see if I've got something else. All right.
Cool. Okay.
All right, Sarah. Sorry I couldn't get you a $160 Hitachi wand.
It's okay.
I feel like you're going to be mad at me after this.
Absolutely not. But I'm making my husband go buy me one.
Good for you. Listen, I know you're a big girl, and I mean that by you're not 12, but you're going to want to wear your panties. Trust me. Have you ever? You've never used one of these?
I have not.
It'll crush your eyes. It'll crush your eyes, Sarah.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yep. All right, you stay right there, Jennifer. Sarah, stay right there. Thank you, Emily.
So I want it.
Yes.
Yay!
I promise you, it's a good dildo, even if I did a bad job.
That one's on me.
But you can bend.
Jeremy asked her how to picture a cartoon one.
It's a squeezable, thick, phallic dildo light, they call it. So, because I think they made it because a lot of girls don't feel comfortable with that really graphic looking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Defined.
Yeah. So veiny.
Yeah, I've got both styles, kind of realistic and kind of not really look like a real one.
Yeah. Well, whenever I see balls on them, I'm like, yeah, that's what she wanted.
Yeah. More balls.
Yeah, she was thinking, yeah, I can't. This thing would have been perfect. You just put balls on it. I said no chick ever. Right. So you hold on there, Emily. Hold on. I thought this would be a, you know, and they use terms like thermoreactive, which means if you put warm stuff on it, it gets warm. And if you put it in the freezer, it gets cold. Much like a dead hooker, you know. They're thermoreactive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.